Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk, I guess, about something inspired by the last conversation we had.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Yep.
And Stelly was so inspired before we started, he tweeted it. So obviously we have to do an episode about it. So Stelly, I'm going to let you do the reveal.
Yeah. So the quote was, we called each other up, and before we record the episode, oftentimes we just go, how is it going? How was your week? And Heaton's response to my question, how's it going? How was your week? Was, Stelly, every week is a blur. And then I laughed, and then Heaton said, if it's not a blur, you're not moving fast enough, which made me tweet these two, amazing quotes from the one and only Heaton Shaw, and both tweeted and I posted it on Facebook, and it got a ton of response, just a lot of likes, a lot of comments, a lot of shares, which made me think maybe there's something to this. A, it's a feeling that a lot of people can identify with, but also maybe it's something we should talk about. And this could be, about how to move faster in life, but I don't know. This is going to be one of these wild episodes where we don't know where we want to go until we arrive there together organically. But tell me about that feeling that made you answer and like, I don't fucking know. Every week is a blur. Things move so fast. And if it wasn't, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, we talk about postmortems, right? And something I do often, especially with my business partner, Marie, where we do week in reviews. We actually have one coming up by the end of today. And sometimes we skip them. And then last week, we actually skipped it on accident because we don't have it in the calendars. And then we did 2 weeks separately in one. And some of these are like 3 to 5 pages long in a Google Doc.
Wow.
And that's where it comes from, Stelly. It's like, shit, how many things did we actually accomplish in that week? And a lot of times our calendars are actually pretty empty. But then when we start thinking about actually everything that was done, it's like, it just compounds and you're just like, wow. I think this is a difficult exercise to do on your own, to be honest. Mm. Just because it's worthy of doing on your own. Don't get me wrong. But I think when you do it with someone else, you remember things you easily could have forgot, right? And now we have like, I don't even know how long the sheet is, but you're talking about 52 of these every year. And really, it really helps you, even if you never go back to it, it helps you really think through this idea that one, time it only exists in your mind. And so the blur to me makes me actually happy when I think of it like that. And the reason for that is I don't want to think that, just because a day is 24 hours or whatever, I can only accomplish X amount of things. And so to me, I really love the feeling of like, wow, what did I do yesterday? How many things actually happened? It almost felt like this thing that happened 3 or 4 days ago feels like, a month ago.
Mm.
Right. And it's more of a mindset to me, where it's like, I know I'm moving fast enough when I can barely remember what happened. Not because I have a bad memory, I actually have a great memory, but because so many things have happened since then. And in a business, especially even early on, your goal is to move fast. Your goal is to make things happen, And so to me, like, I love it when even a day feels like a blur, a week feels like a blur, and time just sort of disappears. Because that means I'm really moving at a pace where like it's almost like unbelievable what happened a week ago or what happened last week.
That's so interesting because when you say, and that's why, when I quoted, when I wrote these quotes, every week is a blur. And then I wrote down, if it's not a blur, you're not moving fast enough. I didn't want to write both in one because I felt like the first one, it's kind of ambiguous if it's good or not. Like, what are you really saying? If you say, every week is a blur, this could sound like you're complaining. It could sound like you're overwhelmed.
It could sound like you're on drugs.
Yes. So I like the ambiguity of it. And then the second one to me is like what brings it home, where you say, dude, if it's not a blur, you're not really moving. If if it's not a bro, the speed of accomplishment and movement is just too slow. So, you know what's funny? I feel like a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs that I meet that are, especially the ones that are, I don't know if successful is the right measurement, but that have done a lot already, they're very experienced. It seems like there's a common thread that a lot of these people, they're not dwelling on the past as much as the average person is, right? So to me, I wouldn't describe it in the way that you did, but to me, I've always said, you know, if it's longer than a week ago, it's longer than a few days ago, I feel like I have no sense of time. Like if it's longer than 7 days, it could be 8 days or 8 years. It feels the same to me, right? And it's like, to me, it feels like most of my life and most of my focus is very strongly in the today. There's a little bit of like what happened yesterday, and there's a little bit of like what needs to happen next. But I'm very kind of like present focused. I'm not super future focused. I don't know if that a lot of visionary people are like that, but I've noticed that if it's in the past for longer than just a few days, I have no sense of time. I can remember things really clearly, but I like from an emotional point of view, I cannot tell. To me, it makes no difference if it was 2 months ago, 2 years. It feels exactly the same. It's just like it's in the fucking past. Like it just does not make any difference. So let me ask you. You know, when it comes to, and I love that you said, you know, hey, time is such a human construct, is the way we like to organize things, but it doesn't really exist. So you can accomplish an incredible amount in a day, in a week, or nothing. And a day can feel like a year, or it can feel like a second, depending on how, you know, what is happening in that bracket of time. Has it always been like this, or is it also kind of a question of what phase you're in? Right now, you're launching a new product with a new partner, business partner, right? So a lot of new shit is happening while you're launching a bunch of new things with your old businesses, right? So it's like a lot of new stuff is happening. Is that kind of an accelerated phase or sprint in your life right now, or is it just like, yeah, when it wasn't this, it was something else? For as long as I can remember, it's always like, for the last whatever years, it's always been that every week is just a shit ton is happening in my life.
For me, it's probably since like 98, 99. So I want to say it's like 18 years easy since I got into college.
Wow.
Maybe even before that, if I really want to go there. I almost want to say before that, but I can't prove it. And the reason I say that is like, I'm just one of those people where like I have to keep myself busy. I call it entertainment. So I have to keep myself entertained, and it's not like how most people do. I mean, I don't think we've talked about this. It's probably another episode. We got like ideas for days, but like I don't watch TV or movies anymore.
Ooh.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever is the word. Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's not that I don't love them. I used to watch them at 2X and go through a Game of Thrones season in like a weekend. So this is not out of like, not loving those things.
Wait a second. You were watching TV shows on 2X? You're insane, dude.
This is another episode.
I've never heard this before.
But anyways, we have to talk about this. But you're going to love it. So for me, it's like, I used to I just have to keep myself entertained. Otherwise, I turn it and like I get apathetic, and I don't care about things. And so, you know, the movement, the process of just feeling that blur and feeling like things are in motion, and they are, and making progress is so important to me. It's like at the core of me. And it probably started with the thing, I think we talked about this briefly in the last episode, about like being bored. And my father just telling me, if you're bored, it's your problem. Like you need to solve that. That's not an excuse for anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't even exist. Boredom shouldn't exist. Like you might as well, you know, not do anything with your life, like type of thing. And he never used all those words, but that's what I made up in my head. And he probably has better words. I should ask him. But to me, like it's always been like that. And the reason it's been like that is, again, I blame my father, but and I've said this before, since I was 4 or 5 years old, he would tell me I should be an entrepreneur. And I think the definition of that is that you are achieving things most people couldn't fathom in very short amounts of time. And I'll give one example before I just want to get your reactions, obviously dig into it a little bit more. My father just went to, I think it was Jamaica, and he told me he did over 200, he and the people he went with over a 3 to 5 day period, maybe less, I think 3 to 5 days. I haven't got all the stats yet, but he did 250 surgeries.
Holy
all
shit.
All for free.
Wow.
All for free. And he does this many times a year. He's probably impacting 1,000 to 5,000 lives a year by all these medical missions he does and helps out and stuff like that. And all the ones he's helped set up that he doesn't have to sort of go to and do anything with. And that's a blur to me. You know, like I'm looking at that, I'm like, let's be a blur, dude. Like, wow. Right. And it's all positive, obviously, helping people. I mean, he was telling me about a story of a 5-year-old girl who in 2015, they did a surgery on one of her eyes. She has like some kind of cataracts. And that's, I guess she was like, you know, 3 at the time. And now they did surgery on the other eye this time. And she wouldn't have got it unless they went there and just did it. And so, you know, it's just things like that. And the compounding of that, think about it, out of 250 humans, like how many stories like that are there? How much compounding of, you know, like this activity is happening, you know, just with that. So I guess for me, I just grew up with it. So anyways, that's my reasoning of where that comes from and why it's probably existed for a very long time. And I watched it growing up. My dad would do insane amounts of things where people would be like, are you kidding me? You know?
That's amazing. I mean, anytime at some point we're going to do like a remix of like my favorite, stories of your dad, you know, over the 200 episodes that we made, because your dad is an amazing person and super inspiring. And kind of a lot can be explained in terms of your life choices by some of the examples that he said. So that's so awesome and inspiring to hear. There's so much in the last few minutes of your answer that we could dig in. But I'll touch on a few things. No, this is a fun episode. We don't have to, we can do whatever the fuck we want. It doesn't have to be, you know, as super tactical or something. But there's a few things that you said. So number one, for people that are like, wait, Heaton said something about doing a lot of postmortem with his business partner. How do you do that? What does it mean? Episode number 139. Check it out. Yeah. It's one of them. Oh, really, yeah. It's one of those things that I don't think a lot of writing exists out there on how to do this correctly and how to think about this from a framework perspective. So I think this is one of the best episodes that we've made. So listen to that one. The other thing that I'll say, though, and this is just like randomly me picking something or noticing something, is, you know, we've talked about the power of words and the weight of words, and I know that you and I both deeply care about this. It's one of the many things why we enjoy talking to each other, probably. But we did an episode on this on, like, where is it? The weight of your words. I think it was episode 73, the power of words. And we also made another episode 45 for those that are interested in that. Check that out. But the reason why I bring this up is that you said, I need entertainment. And I thought most people would use the word, I need to be busy, or I'm very busy, when you would use the word, I'm really entertained this week, or I'm looking for more entertainment, right? So it's just so interesting to me, using this different word makes all the difference. And the reason why I thought about this was that even just a few weeks ago, somebody was talking about being burned out, and you were like, no, you're bored. Don't say you're burned out, you're just bored about something. And if you think about it that way, it makes all the difference, right, on how you feel and what kind of available options and solutions are there for you. If you tell yourself, I'm bored right now, you're going to think about the solutions very differently than when you tell yourself you're burned out. And so I don't know why, but I just picked on this, like, I need to be entertained, as something that most people would describe with a different word, and that difference makes all the difference, right? I'd love to get into the fucking, like, why are you watching TV shows on 2X? We'll talk about this in a different show.
And how I stopped.
How do you stop that? But let's wrap this episode up on, like, just people that listen and that are inspired and then think, okay, you know, basically what we're talking about is moving through life at a faster pace, or packing more life into your days, right? And for people.
Oh, I love that description of packing more life into your days. Wow.
Awesome. That's going to be the quote of the day. But for people that are like, they go, wow, they're leaning in as they're listening, and they think, yes, I want to be closer to that, or I don't experience life right now that way, but I want to. Is there even something like advice we could give, or a tip at the end of this episode on how to move faster through life? Like, what is something actionable we could give to people that want to experience this type of blur in their life more often?
Yeah, this is the hardest thing to do, probably, because everyone, like it's all around us. But how can you forget about time? Like, just think about just some activity you're doing, and just stop. Don't worry about time. Pick an activity that's about your business that you might need to do, and just forget time. Like, don't put time as a factor in any way. Not even like starting at a certain time, and just say, whenever I get up, I'm gonna, you know, do my morning ritual routine, whatever. And then I'm just going to get at something and just go, and not worry about how long it's going to take or what time I started or anything like that. And you can pick anything. But if you just do that one thing, that might help you understand where like time isn't really a factor in anything.
Wow. All right. I love this. This is such a powerful tip. I honestly had a tip to share. I don't want to anymore.
No, right? No.
We're going to end on this. This is so awesome. I just want people to do this. Take a thing that you're going to, an action that you want to take, a project you're going to work on, something you want to do, and then just go tomorrow morning or today, you know, I'm going to do my breakfast, my rituals, and I'm going to start working on this, not worrying about how much time it takes, what time it is. And just experience the action fully without the concept of the framework of time. I love that. All right, that's
it. And tell us how it goes.
Yeah, please. At HN Shaw, at Stelly. There's easy ways to find our emails outline. Send us an email, us a tweet. Let us know how that experience was. And that's it from us for this episode.
Bye.